This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. State lawmakers can go into the final weekend stretch of their legislative session now that they've cleared a procedural deadline this week. I talked about this with Ross Ramsey of the Texas Tribune.
The deadline earlier this week was the last day that the House could consider Senate bills for the first time. So if you were counting on something that was in a Senate bill that had not received a vote from the House by midnight, it was never going to.
So what major bills did not make it through?
I tell people on our staff all the time that nothing is really finally dead until the legislature actually goes home. But it looks like there was a ban on insurance policies covering abortions if they were sold through the health exchanges. There was in-state tuition, which would have, you know, some Republicans wanted to repeal in-state tuition for the children of undocumented immigrants. There was an effort to regulate sanctuary cities that never went anywhere. And you can go on and on down the list. They file about 6,000 bills, and ultimately they pass 800 or 1,000 of them.
What from the governor's wish list remains on the table?
For the most part, what the governor said he wanted has gotten done. There was a police and sheriff's department objection to something in the open carry bill that said they couldn't check people unless they had probable cause. That's gone now. The campus carry thing, the last issue that need to be resolved there is whether or not the state can require private campuses like SMU and TCU to follow the same rules on campus carry that they're requiring of state campuses.
Chief duty of the legislature, though, of course, is to pass a two-year budget. So how's it looking now that there's an agreement on business and franchise tax cuts?
They did it without a whole lot of acrimony. There were two major tax cuts, or two touted tax cuts here. One of them is a 25% cut in the business margins tax that some businesses have to pay. The other one is the increase by $10,000 in the amount of your homestead exemption on your property taxes. So people who own homes will get an extra $10,000 exempted from taxes. On average, it's about $125 a year. The question for some in Austin, in the legislature, is whether that's enough for taxpayers to feel.
But is there any concern that Texas can't really afford to do without this tax revenue?
There's some. You know, the legislature came in an unusual situation this year. They had all the money they needed for the things that they said they wanted to do. But the bloom is coming a little bit off of the oil and gas rose that's been driving the economy the last 4 or 5 years. We're not in a slump by any means, but the rate of growth is slowing down, and economists are starting to raise their eyebrows. Some legislators are looking at that and saying, we shouldn't forfeit revenue sources we may be desperately in need of a couple of years from now.
Ross Ramsey, thank you for joining me.
Always a pleasure.